There have been many tributes to Sean Rocks, the presenter of Arena here on RTE Radio 1, who has died suddenly, as well as being a gifted broadcaster who brought art in all its forms to life. Sean was a wonderful, warm and friendly colleague. Let's hear him now in full flow as Arena presenter. Last April, he spoke to Bryce Dessner of the band The National, who was in studio to talk about his position as writer in residence at the National Concert Hall.
Tonight on Arena, Bryce Dessner on his ongoing collaboration with the National Concert Hall, and Ralph McTell prepares for a 20-venue tour of Ireland. #51551 is the text. You can tweet the programme at RTE Arena, and you can watch proceedings on rte.ie/Arena. Now, as the 2024-2025 artist in residence at Dublin's National Concert Hall, Dessner is in the midst of a year-long celebration of his wide-ranging output. The residency has already brought Irish premieres of several major works and continues this weekend with a programme of orchestral performances, collaborations and experimental chamber music. Bryce spoke to us, I was saying to you just before we came to air, Bryce, we spoke at the beginning, quite early on, I think just before the violin concerto concert was performed a while back. But I'm delighted that you're actually sitting opposite me in studio this evening, because it's always better when we can look yeah. into each other's eyes.
Thanks, Sean. It's really wonderful to be here.
And that was Sean Rocks last April. Joining us to talk about Sean are conductor and composer Emer Noon and author Sinead Gleeson. Thank you both very much for joining us on what I know is a sad day for many people. Emer, can I start with you? How did you know Sean?
Hi, Rachel. Firstly, let me say it is such an honour and a privilege to come on today and say a few words about the gentle giant of the arts, Sean Rocks. Anytime Sean's team called from Arena, it was a yes for me, and it was great. I'm going up to the studio, getting in the car, I get to hang out with Sean. Every artist's career and every work of art needs a champion. And for us, Sean was always a champion. He knew as an artist himself that, you know, when you're creating something from nothing and you don't know if it's any good, sometimes all it takes to get that idea to fruition is a kind word from a trusted colleague. And he was that trusted colleague so many times with so many kind words. And when those projects come to fruition as a result, it means we get to bring joy to our community, our audiences, and create employment for our creative professionals. But he knew all of that because he didn't just care about the arts and what was going on in art. He cared about the people that made the art, and we care about him.
Mm. Sinead, you were on air with Sean only a few days ago.
Yeah, and you know, I couldn't actually make it to the studio on the day, and I'm kind of heartbroken that I wasn't there in person. But I've been on air with Sean, I would say, hundreds of times, and every time it didn't matter whether you were talking about, you know, your own work or somebody else's work, his enthusiasm and his knowledge were so infectious. And the thing about Sean is, it didn't matter if he was talking to, you know, Brendan Gleeson or, you know, a virtually unknown fiddle player, he treated everybody with the same kind of gravitas and respect. I never saw him without a smile on his face. He was just such a kind of, you know, infectious, warm, kind of garrulous, lovely, lovely man. And, you know, we would talk before we'd go into the studio often about our children. He would talk about, you know, even though the hours he kept, he didn't always get to go to plays or gigs, but I always saw him at loads of things. So on and off air, he was just such an advocate for the arts, such a champion of the arts. And I think that does come from the fact that, you know, he made documentaries himself. He used to be an actor. He was a practitioner. So it was like talking to somebody who knew what you were about and knew if you were a writer or a musician. And it's just, I mean, huge condolences to you and all his RTE family, and lots of people today have been saying to me that they just can't believe it, because he was our champion, he was our lobbyist, he was the person who sort of believed so fundamentally in the power of all the things we love about the arts, and Sean just embodied that for so many people.
Mm, and thinking about that, Emer, I mean, the ground he covered was immense. I was just thinking, like, fiction, non-fiction, cinema, every type of music, every type of television, drama, the visual arts. And yet he always sounded engaged.
Yeah, he was endlessly intellectually curious. And it was so humbling for me anytime I'd go in. First of all, you go in to the studio and the vibe with the Arena team is just so lovely and uplifting and wholesome and positive. And you go in to Sean, first of all, you forget almost instantly that you're on air, which can be problematic because he, you know, had myself and Craig on almost having a domestic on air because we felt so comfortable talking about working together. And he was so much fun. But his knowledge of things like esoteric things that, you know, words that I wouldn't use necessarily that were so technically musical or just, you know, what he knew about musical form, and I'm talking about classical music, and then what's happening right up at the moment and what I was doing. You know, I knew he had great researchers and great colleagues, but it went way beyond that and was obvious in where the chats were going and that they were going. You know, we often went off on tangents and tangents and tangents, but it was so much fun. Mm. Was so positive. And I would skip out of the studio ready to tackle the next thing. And he knew how much that positivity meant, because it can be tough out there. And he, you know, he saw us all as a collective family of Irish artists, you know, across the whole collective. I'll never forget having a conversation with him just after the pandemic outside the Radio Centre, where he was concerned about audiences, this, you know, being slow coming back to the concert halls and the theatres. And he was asking me, how are you finding it, Eimear? How is it in Europe, in the UK, in the US? Are people coming back? And it was because he was genuinely worried for our livelihoods. And I've done, you know, interviews with hundreds of amazing presenters all over the world. I'd never seen that level of personal concern for the artists involved. And as an Irish man, his concern was for the collective, the Irish artists. And it just was so, so endearing to me. Yeah. And so special. And I just want to say a big shout out to his Arena team, because I know they're really hurting as well.
Yeah, Sinead, and the knowledge he had, he did wear it very lightly in a world where sometimes, you know, pomposity can get the better of people.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that some people might not know about radio presenters is that, you know, you have a team and they write briefs for you, and you're, because you have a little show like Arena, there's an awful lot to get through every week. But Sean always brought his own take to it. You knew that he wasn't just reading from a script. He had such a vast and expansive knowledge of subjects. He also did, I saw him do many public events, which were often an hour and a half. And, you know, obviously he did events in the Oris with Michael D. He did an event when Queen Elizabeth was here. But I remember seeing him interview Edna O'Brien, who's not the easiest of interviewees. And he was just, he had her eating out of the palm of his hand. He's just very much puts people at their ease. And not everybody can do that. It's a real gift. I think a really good presenter is somebody who listens as much as they speak. And Sean always responded to the things you said rather than just, you know, moving on to the next question on the script. It's a really rare gift. And I think he had that in spades. But I always loved talking to him. I always felt, I think as your other guest said, that you didn't feel like you're on the radio. It felt like you were just having a chat in the cafe somewhere, you know.
Oh, he'll be missed so much. Listen, Sinead and Eimear, thank you both very much for joining us this afternoon.